talk about the girls first. You've got some experience back from a pretty good squad last year, don't you?
Yeah, we got three qualifiers, two medal winners back. Rylan Custard was one loss on the season in the semis at state last year and was third. Maddie Tryon's senior this year. She's back. She finished sixth the last 2 years, qualified as a freshman, so we had some good those two medal winners back, and then Caprice Ayer went down and had a good state tournament. Not the way we wanted it to come out, but she had a tough one right off the bat, and we knew that going in. And but she come up and wrestled well and got a win down there, and that's a big deal down there. First time go down there, and you need to get at least one win out of it and not just go 0-2. And so we got those three back. Another one that was one match away from going to state last year was Alyssa Coe. She was one match away and had a good season last year for her first season, and she was almost down there. So we've got some good leadership in those four that come in through and lead the rest of the girls.
How about on the boys' side? When you get the boys on the mats,
when I get them back, I've got a bunch of beginners there too. That I've got some, a couple senior boys that decided, well, I'm going to go out and do something this winter instead of not doing anything. They don't have to look forward to football next year because they're seniors. And then I've got some other younger ones that are coming in. I've got some good freshman boys coming in. Two of them are banged up right now, but one's going to have some surgery, I think, on a thumb that he broke last week or 2 weeks ago, and the other one's had an injury on a thumb or arm, and he's going to make it through the season before track. He'll have surgery or get it fixed, and it's not on his throwing arm. He's a shot putter, discus mm-hmm. kid, so a cast on that hand ain't going to hurt nothing for a while there. So Connor Weaver and Bo Tresca, so those two are going to help us out. We've got some other freshmen that are coming through, and a sophomore that hadn't wrestled since junior high, and we got some kids coming up. I think we ended up with 12 on the roster. One of them hasn't showed up yet, but we're hoping to get him still to show up. And so we're going to have good numbers there on the boys' side. We've been down a little bit. We've had 4 or 5, and try to get up 8 or 10, 12. That's good numbers for our boys. The girls' side, we right now I think I have 16 on the roster.
Wow.
So, and we're going to be bunched up in upper weights, boys and girls. But we're going to hopefully they'll spread out a little bit and get them all some experience as the year goes.
Yeah, that girls' team last year, boy, you scored a lot of points and a lot of meets, didn't you?
Yeah, we won a lot of meets last year. We finished 10th at state, and Colby beat us at their invite. Norton beat us at the Cambridge invite, but we beat them at another meet. And so, we had some good meets, and I think the Norton girls ended up winning state down there last year. And so they had a good team. So we're going to see some of that competition again this year. So hopefully we can fill in those weights and get some of those younger kids some experience before we go down later in the year. And we were invited to the state duels for the girls, mm-hmm. so we're going to go down to that. We wrestle at Thayer Central the night before, and then we'll go up to Fremont the next after we're done down there and wrestle the state duels and see how we can do as a dual team. And hopefully by then we'll have everybody down to into the weight classes where we can feel most of them.
Quality schedule. Has your schedule pretty much kind of stayed the same this year with some of the duels and invites as last year?
Yeah, our schedule really hasn't changed. Because we're in the state duels, the girls are supposed to go to Axtell on Saturday. We're not going to go to Axtell this year because we're in the duels, and that'd be 3 days in a row. A little hard on them. We get to see Kearney JVs there, and they've got some good girls on their JV side. We see them at camp during the summer, and it's nice to see those girls. But, we'll get back into it next year unless we're in the state duels again, and hopefully we'll just keep staying in the state duels. That's fine.
Yeah, that's your goal, hey? Let's go there every year.
Yep. Last year we lost one meet because of weather. The West Point invite, and so we picked up the North Platte High girls meet last year, and we had points, so we went ahead and just stayed in that one. So we're going to stay in that one again this year. That was a good meet. Get to see some Wyoming schools and some schools from different areas, a little bit bigger class, the bigger schools. We get to see Lex Varsity there, and we don't normally get to see them. And so we get to see some different competition there and than what we normally see.
Now, when it comes to postseason, good news, you're hosting your district this year.
Yeah, we're Class D changed this year a little bit. We added six schools to the West District, and we're one of those six. Goes clear over to Arapahoe with those six, Arapahoe, Highline, Sandhills and a couple other schools all get to go west this year instead of getting the Serpentine. And we put in every year for the host, and we ended up getting it this year for the first time. And so that's exciting. We don't have to travel, don't have to spend the night in the motel. So we're excited to have a chance to bring all those schools from the west down to southwest.
So not only will you have a chance to host your own regular season invite at the end, it's right after that, as districts, you're on your home mats as well. Is that right?
Yep. We have our boys meet is on the 5th, I think it is, of February, and that next week's district. So we'll have mats down. Girls districts is that same week as our invite. So that Friday, Saturday, they'll be in Ogallala wrestling districts, and we'll host our meet and finish up the girls district on Saturday, and then have our little kids meet on Sunday. And
you're used
and
to
then,
that.
And then a week later, we'll do it all again with 2 days with the boys.
Now, this not next week with Thanksgiving, but the week after that is when you kick things off. You go Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep. Our boys are wrestling on Thursday. We have a quad. We added Amherst into that quad this year. Last year it was just a triangular, and to get more matches, and Amherst is coming down. They're down into D this year again, so it's been a long time. They've been up at C. So we got a quad on Thursday in Bertrand, and Bertrand has a couple girls, so we might take a couple girls up just to get some matches with them. That's the only chance those girls would have a chance to wrestle at home, so their coaches are wondering if we'd bring a couple up. And then we have our girls invite on Friday, and then the boys go to Mullen on Saturday. So,
what a way to kick it off. Bang, 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 three straight days, huh?
Yep. Keep me moving, you know, keep it going. And
You're already off and running with your junior high kids. Have got a couple of meets already in the books, don't they?
Yeah, we've got three meets in already. And that first week, we have a junior high meet on a Tuesday. So
yeah.
So that first week's really busy. But, yeah, our junior high kids are wrestling well. We have nine boys out and six girls, junior high girls. Mm-hmm. The first time we've had a bunch of junior high girls, and our junior high girls basketball is going right now, but we've got some girls that were interested in wrestling but wanted to do both, so we might, you know, keep some of them busy after Christmas and do some girls only in the wrestling room and with the junior high girls, and see how many we want to keep trying.
Sure.
Maybe find a meet or two for them, take them to there.
Your favorite time of the year.
Yep.
Right here.
Yep, it is.
Practices, meets, pretty much from now until the end of February.
Yep, that's about right, yep. And then our little kids, you know, of course, they continue clear into first week of April, some of them. And so we're going to be starting that off here before long with the, I think we're going to go to our older kids first and get them a month in, and then get the little kids coming in after Christmas break and get them going again. And it's busy.